Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation. So good to hang out with you today. As these are my favorite ones when I get elite graduates on the call, because I feel like I yap and it's hopefully you get some value from that. But it's way more fun when you guys hear other owners of cleaning companies that are just super successful reach out. So this is Matt. I'm going to let him say his own last name because it starts with a P and then there's a lot of vowels and I get confused and frightened.
It's wild. It's Pencarina.
Pencarina.
Many different things.
Yeah. So when you say it, it doesn't sound so bad. Pencarina sounds doable, but when you read it, it's downright, you know, if you're half illiterate as I am, it's downright intimidating. So Matt is here, and I'll tell you, that's so funny. This is one of my favorite things because we, you know, have graduates from our program all the time, and it's always great to hear kind of blast from the past, right? And Matt just emailed me what felt like to me semi-randomly like a week or two ago with this amazing story, like, oh, by the way, here's me just like being amazing in the world. And I'm like, how have we not shared this with like the rest of Cleaning Nation? So Lindsay went ahead and booked him on the show, and I am dying to share your, and actually before this he and I talked, I was like, don't tell me anything, because he already kind of gave me some updates in his email, but I wanted to discover, because I don't think you and I have spoken for at least a year.
I was in the program, I think, September of 2018, I think.
That's great. And we're recording this January 2020, so it's been, over a year. Yeah. Edgerson says he can't see us, but I think everything's okay. Hey, Megan, good to have you. If you can't see us, let us know in the chat. If you can, let us know. All right. So, Matt, why don't you just give an introduction? You say whatever you want, and then I'm sure you'll say something interesting. I'll interrupt with a question.
Do you want me to run through the story, I guess? Or
yeah, well, let's start way back before you even met me. Kind of what was your business? How'd you get started in the business? And then what kind of struggles did you run into? And then how did you wander into our little universe?
Yeah, absolutely. So I graduated college and done a few hodgepodge jobs after college, and wound up working for a guy who had a cleaning company himself. And was learning from him, and it was so bad that he shut it down within 3 months that I came in. So either I ruined it, or I don't know what was going on.
Well, based on your recent success, I think it might have not been you, but I'm just guessing.
Warren Buffett said you got to learn from other people how not to do it. So I learned how not to do it from him. But then, so I actually took what he a couple accounts of his, and he let me just take them, and one employee. And so that was my first cleaning business, and it went okay. It had all the issues that you talk about and tackle. It had those times 10 because I didn't know what I was doing. And then I actually was able to sell out of that. And I don't know why someone paid me for it, but they did. And
hey, as long as their check cleared, we don't have a lot of follow up questions. Just take it and run.
Yeah, it was good. As soon as I sold it, I found you all. That was back in 2016, I think, or so. And I was like, man, you know, this is exactly what I needed.
Before you sold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I found this after I sold.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you're going 6 months. Yeah. Where were you 6 months ago, Mike? This is useless to me now. I am a former cleaning company owner.
Yeah. And my parents had actually, I helped them buy and sell a window cleaning company intermittently in there as well. But also it had all the hiccups and kinks and all the issues, but I wasn't as involved in that one. But I learned a little bit from that. But then, so I took a break. My wife and I did some traveling and stuff. She was a travel nurse, so I got to stay home with the kid. And but I was like, I got to get back to work. So when I came back, we moved to a new town to where she's from. I'm not from here. And then I went to the big city 30 minutes outside that town.
So where is here?
Here is Asheville, North Carolina.
You may not be from there, but you've got the Asheville, North Carolina accent, my friend.
I grew up in Tennessee right next door.
Okay, so that's, your neighbor still, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. But anyways, long story short, I didn't know anybody here. I just kind of knew a little bit of how not to do the business, and then that's when I called you. I was like, hey, I really want to do this right this time. I was in a job I hated at the time. I wasn't working out. And so I hopped on your program back in September 2018, and then I started January 2019.
And am I misremembering that you were going to buy a business? I remember like
not
being a
you
fan
do, you
and trying
it.
To, yeah, vaguely. I wasn't sure.
You, you told me, you were like, you know, you're not going to listen to me and you're going to make the wrong choice anyways. But here's
that doesn't
here's
sound like me. How dare you?
I know. I was like, challenge accepted. All right. I'm not going to buy it. So I was terrified of starting from ground zero. I really was, because I'd already kind of been at ground zero, but I'd never actually been at ground zero before in my life. So I was trying to put a Band-Aid on something that wasn't going to work. And you challenged me. You were like, yeah, do it right. You can have that or more in a year. I don't know if you're exaggerating, but I got that and more in a year from doing it on my own.
Let's play that numbers. If you, I mean, obviously don't share the name of it, or I don't want to share anyone else's personal information, but whatever this company was, what were you going to pay for it? What was the revenue that you were doing? And by the way, hello, Jason and John, or Jason and Kim, Summer Millionaire Mastermind. They're in Hawaii, still tuning in. Love you guys. Daisy's on. Harjun, good to see all you guys. Megan, good to see everybody. Okay. So, so you're starting at zero. What was the company doing in revenue that you were going to buy? How much are you going to pay for it? And then now kind of walk us through how long it took you to surpass that.
Yeah, so it was a house cleaning company. It wasn't commercial, which didn't thrill me exactly, but it had kind of been more mature. So it was doing around the 450 mark in revenue per year. So I was probably end up paying, and you told me it was way too much. I was going to end up paying like 300 something for it, low 300s. And we'd have to leverage all our cash.
I remember you're like, we got to go all in to make this purchase happen.
Yeah, I didn't have that money. It was going to be a big loan for me in order to make that happen. And I mean, it looked profitable, but you were like, yeah, it's probably a little too profitable. There's probably some issues going on and stuff, which I got a story about actually. But anyways, so it was doing what's for 30 divided by 12. So it was doing about 35,000 a month or so. And so now after a year, we're doing about almost 47,000 a month. Within 12 months, it happened at the end of November. So it was really 11 months. Got it from totally zero to about 47,000 a month.
And saved $300,000 in the process.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. All that equity gain. Yeah, I mean, that's a crap ton of money. I'm not going to pay taxes on until I sell it, you know, if I ever sell it.
Yeah.
But also it was commercial, which is, in my opinion, a lot more efficient, easier to manage. I love the relationship side with I targeted medical with all the medical practices and stuff. It's an easier business over the holidays. I mean, we're still new. I didn't have a manager over the holidays. I only worked about 15 hours during the week. If I needed to go do something, I went and did it. But it pretty much ran itself due to the systems we set up and everything like that.
And that's as much as sexy as it is to go from zero to just about, it couldn't quite get to a half a million and make
a
nice round number, but we'll let it slide. I'm more interested in, not to minimize the money, more interested in the, hey, and I wasn't working, the business wasn't running my life. I was running it. It was this thing that exists in my life to benefit me and my family, not I exist to benefit it. Let me just catch up on a chat real quick. Vince says, hey, Kat says, what program did you buy through here? How much did it cost? So Kat, just for everyone asking that, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. All of our programs are invitation only. So the first step would definitely be to go to growmycleaningcompany.com. There's a totally free webinar you can watch. That's where I'd start. We don't really discuss pricing if we're not going to invite you. But there's a ton of free stuff at growmycleaningcompany.com. That's where I'd go to get everything. And if you want to talk with us about what that would look like, start with the webinar. That's the first step. And hey, Denise, good to have you. How sweet. Denise says, hey, you guys, Denise from New Jersey. Just want to say thank you. You're I'm so happy all my friends are here. I got to tell you guys, we kick butt and help people transform their lives. But even that, Matt's results are not typical.
They're not.
Getting from zero to 500,000 is super impressive, but we've seen that. And being able to go from working a ton to not working, we've seen that. But being able to go from nothing to that without knowing anyone in town and not having it kind of crush your life and your will to live, that's the magic. So walk us through, like, how long did you clean and kind of what were the steps of, was there a part where you're like, oh, at this height, I was working 60 hours a week? Or were you, just walk us through that if you don't mind.
So I think there's a good, I need to acknowledge a few things is, it strictly processes like just to keep the heart beating, like its basic functions, but not growing really. Mm-hmm. It's not too difficult to run it. It doesn't take very much time. As far as growing,
not too much. 10 hours a week, 20 hours a week, 50 hours a week.
Yeah, it's not too bad as far as the systems we got set up. So really running it wasn't too bad. Most of my time, the extra hours went into growing it because it took a lot of effort and conversations and walking around and shaking hands to get that, at least that kind of revenue for a first year and develop those relationships, doing all the quotes, figuring out how do we fit in the competitive market. So I've done a lot of stuff kind of in my free time that I didn't have to do that allowed us to get an edge over the competition, because I'm excited from this year, but there's a lot of people that are in despair this year. I took some pretty decent accounts from some people this year because they were fucking off.
So note to self, don't go start a business in Asheville because you got to compete with commercial, at least commercial medical. It sounds like you're going to be in for a bad time. Yeah. And John says, I'm starting over this year and going to be implementing your help to build in Chiragol. That's awesome, John. So the guys and gals just starting out, it's so nice to be able to save them from a bunch of headaches and mistakes. So, well,
and I remember you were telling me you don't typically work with people who don't have a system, a business in place.
We didn't used to. We've now started because like we found that half the people coming needed that help and were in that stage.
I was one of those. You were like, I don't typically help people like you out, but I'll do it.
So you get a couple of matches. Like, okay, we can do this. It's not so bad. We can make this work. So, okay, one distinction I want everyone to catch that Matt may have slid in secretly. You didn't notice, but it's important. I do the same thing with every business I've had. I kind of have my bare bones. I forget how you said it, but you said it perfectly. Like bare bones kind of maintenance just so nothing dies. The employees don't turn it into a parking lot while you're not looking that system. Andrew Enthew. We got so many cool people. He's one of our next level guys. Late join listening. You're welcome anytime, Andrew. So there's that kind of minimum schedule. And for me personally, I like when that's 10 or 15 hours, 20 at the most, because I get bored. Like even when I go on vacation, for me, a vacation is like, oh, I want to work 2 or 3 hours in the morning doing something I love, right? Not doing a task. I'm like, oh, but something I'm excited about, and then take the rest of the day off. But if it's just like nothing all day, I get a little weird. So I don't want to like answer phones or do like repetitive, boring work, but like, yeah. And then, so I love that you're making the distinction between this is kind of the way I have my business set up now. This is kind of the working in the business that I have to do just to make sure it runs. And exactly. That was limited to 10 hours a week, 15 hours a week, whatever you had. And then if I want to work 50, I don't mind because it's all intentional project stuff that I can set down. So if I want to go on vacation, I can set down the project, come back and pick it up. Am I totally twisting where you're at?
Yeah, and that's where the big results are is, after you get that heartbeat in place and the basic systems going, it's that putting in that extra effort on the fluff side, the stuff you can set down, but you choose to pick up, that's going to push it to go faster. But the important piece of that is if it's taking you 40 hours a week to keep the heartbeat going, that's a problem. That's
then either you don't grow or you're trying to use the leavings of your like, okay, I guess if I work 60 hours a week, and those are your least.
And you're beat because you don't like it.
Right. You don't. Yeah. The creativity and the energy and the smile Matt's got. Maybe Matt could do it, but at 50 hours a week, I don't have that smile. I've got the like, God bless it. What's next on my calendar? Right. So,
You asked me a few minutes ago about how long did I clean? I didn't get my first bigger account. And by bigger, I mean around a $50,000 a year contract. I didn't get it until April. So I was cleaning up until that point.
Months, you were kind of picking up the couple hundred, couple thousand, like the, I don't want to say, yes, let's just say smaller accounts. And you were just cleaning those because you could, because you wanted the experience.
Yeah, and I wanted to stay as profitable as I could. And maybe that wasn't the best idea, but they weren't too hard to do. And it was hard to find someone to fit that. Now, what's cool is I took your advice and I started doing my group interviews before I ever got an account. People came and they're like, so when can we start? And I'm like, I'll be in touch. But I have nothing for them at that point. But I was ready. I had like 20 people on a list ready to work for me when I had those two spots open up when I got that bigger account.
All right. And I got to repeat that because this is textbook what I coach people to do and what no one ever does. When someone finally does, I'm like wanting to hug you, Matt. Hey, Omar, good to have you. And Greg says, good afternoon, enjoy the interview. Good to have you both. So I love, because I'm always coaching people to do it, but I think there's this like, well, you don't know, Mike, you're just a coach. And obviously I've owned business my whole life and this is my business now, but whatever, they make excuses. So that's exactly right. They go, well, I can't interview people if I don't have a job this moment. And Matt's like, yeah, I can. I didn't say show up and I'll definitely give you a job. I said you didn't ask for a kidney. They just showed up. Maybe you bought them some free coffee or cookies or something. You talk for 20 minutes. If you don't hire them that minute, this is not a crime, people. Like, you're not being some dirtbag. It's fine. And then when you did have your first $5,000 a month account, you had a list. You weren't starting. That's what people do. They're like, I can't get an account because I don't have any employees. And I'm like, well, start hiring. Like, well, I can't start hiring because I don't have any accounts. Like, okay, great. Then sit still and do nothing. Right. So Matt's like, I'm going to start the hiring. You had both processes going, the hiring process going and the attracting the big customers processes going. And then when one hit, or they both, you hit in terms of employees, like, I got a couple of people I could hire, I'm just not ready. That's fine. When the hiring or the onboarding clients caught up, you're like, I got a list of 20. And people go, well, when I called my list of 20, they were all gone because they had better jobs. Yeah, maybe 17 were gone. But you don't need 20. You need one or two or three. As long as you got a couple, you're good.
And if you did your group interviews that week, you've got some fresh ones ready to go. They're lucky. They came at the right time, you know?
So true. So I love, okay, so first 4 months you cleaned when you were getting like $500 accounts, $1,000 accounts, kind of, I don't want to, like, just stuff that you do maybe 2-3 days a week, not 5 days a week kind of thing.
Yeah, I hadn't had anything 5 days a week until that one came in. So it was like I had my first account was a once a month. Live on that.
Like, that's ramen time, baby.
But yeah, I got a few urgent cares to do, and so I just did those. But the whole time, though, out in the day, I was planting seeds, developing the relationships, going to meetings where they all hung out, using the words they wanted to hear, asking for referrals, and eventually they started coming in. And at that point, you know, I didn't waste my time during my day and say, oh, well, I can make $50 an hour cleaning on my own and just sitting here and kind of making a part-time income, doing okay for myself. I was hustling during the day still, building those systems. So I actually made a system to where I can literally show up to the group interview location and people just show up there. Like, I didn't send them any emails. All I do is I go on to the job site, increase the budget if I need more people to show up the next week. And it communicates them, it texts them, it talks to them, it selects them, it does everything. And they literally get reminded when to come, and it stays in touch with them every week if they're on a list for waiting for it to work for us. So that automating that took a ton of time, but it's bought me tons of time now. It's exponential at this point.
Matt is like a poster child for what we teach. These are exactly that. Like, my heart's getting all warm. I'm so happy. Lori says, hey, from Flip Flop Cleaners. Daisy said, we were afraid too, and now it's weird when we don't have anyone show up for our weekly group interview. So, and she's a MA or a MM, or Millionaire Mastermind Lady. Brian Holloway says, finally made it live. Welcome. All of you guys listen to the recording. I think if you like or are on the Grow My Clean Company Facebook page, I think you get notices of the live, and you can kind of join us and chat and all that sort of stuff as opposed to hearing the recording. Okay, so once you got your big account in April, so we had zero employees from January to April. And what was your revenue, if you don't mind sharing, at that point before you got that per month?
I've actually got my accounting open right here.
Look at, see, this, he's just, now you're just showing off.
I can give you exact numbers really quick if it decides to work for me here. So where was I at in April once I got that account?
Or before it. So you kind of before you stopped cleaning, so to speak.
Yeah, it was pretty low.
I mean, to the nearest like $2,000-$3,000, $2,000, $5,000, $10,000.
Yeah, probably it was less than $5,000. Okay. It was so definitely less than $5,000.
$3,000-$5,000, somewhere in there. You were doing all the cleaning yourself. You got a $5,000 account, so you're about ready to double. Then you start transitioning out. How long was it from when you got that account April to when I'm completely done cleaning?
So I was pretty much done cleaning completely about, what's 3 months after April?
Three months. So it took you 3 months to go from, I don't want to say, Dylan's one of our Millionaire Masterminds. He's like, you're making us look bad. This is awesome. Don't you worry, Dylan. You're the best. We still love you, man.
Now, I mean, as far as like expecting me to clean consistently, because I wanted to make sure processes were good. So there were times that I could have chosen to not go that I did go. Just to keep us competitive, keep my staff good and on the edge. There were a couple emergencies I had to step in and fix. At one point, the two staff that I had to fire both of them. And so I was back to ground zero, and I was out till 4 a.m. cleaning every night, which was a lot of fun. But I had someone from my group interview that had been waiting who was excellent that I pulled in the very next day. So I was only alone one night. And so I had someone training immediately the next day. And then I had more people coming in to fill in all those spots. And so it took a little bit, most of the year, I guess, to get out of the cleaning part, but it got me intimately acquainted with what I was doing. Because in my previous business, I didn't clean a single time, and I hated it, and I didn't want to do the cleaning. I wanted to stay far away from it. So it was a benefit for me to actually be that involved in it at the beginning. But I knew that it was not the big money work.
Right.
My time was much better spent elsewhere developing systems and relationships and customer stuff, and the training program for staff and everything like that. So, but yeah, I was pretty much involved consistently up until about August. And after that, it was kind of a hit or miss. If there was an emergency situation, now I have a manager in place who's doing fantastic so far. And I haven't had to deal with any, even going in at all. So that's been fantastic.
Beautiful. So, guys, so much unpacked in there. First thing, I want you guys to hear, he said it twice now. I got my $5,000 account. I had a list of 20 I went to, and I had already, had a group interview scheduled and expected people to show up. And that's how I staffed up. And then one time I had two people and I went to zero people and I had to clean by myself exactly one night. If you had started from a standing start with no systems, no processes, no group interview, you'd been clean. I'll tell you exactly what you'd have done. You'd have hired some short guy, dead person guy across from you that said he'd show up. He would come in, smoke a joint, steal something and leave.
Yes.
And then you would just, you would be in that whole reality for months until you were able to get out. So I love that both times you're like, yeah, I had processes. I had systems. Next day I had a guy or a gal.
Yeah. That's how we are.
Go ahead.
It's super easy now. Like people know that like, hey, if you're not going to work out, give us a heads up and we got someone in the spot the next day. So it's not too bad.
All right. We're already going over time, but I want to make sure Celia has a question. I think she's not the only one asking. So I'm going to ask it to you and then we'll maybe end up on that. Where'd you get the accounts that helped you do this awesome transition?
As far, what does she mean by transition? I guess just the growth of the company, or
I don't know what you mean. So we're just going to go, where'd you get the accounts?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, I did what you said to do. I just picked out who do I want to serve. And you said, go commercial if you can do it from ground zero. So I was like, all right, I'm going to go commercial.
Just so everyone, that was from Matt. Don't hear Mike Jones. Mike says always go commercial. It's not Mike Jones. That was personalized coaching for Matt in his situation. Yes, go ahead.
It was for me. So I targeted, okay, who do I want? Like you said, so I was like medical. They need it and they got money. So shoot. And then I was like, well, I don't want these little tiny dentist offices for $400 a month. Why not go for, you know, $5,000 a month? I have a couple accounts that are nearing six figures and you just targeted bigger stuff. That's also a disclaimer on why the revenue got so to where it is now as I developed the right relationships with the right people who had the right numbers that I was looking for. And now we're looking at trying to find numbers even bigger than that, you know, like 200,000 kind of stuff or more. But it was just targeting really. I just figured out where were the big medical offices and went straight to them.
So just so you know how your words are impacting others. Dylan and Daisy are like I said, the millionaire mastermind we've been chatting with. So Celia says, where'd you get the accounts? Daisy always optimizes it. He used the systems that we tell you. That's what he did. Dylan goes, I quit. I'm going commercial. So he's got a nice business that's paying them very well. Lots of freedom. You've already ruined their life. It sounds like Dylan's going to have it shut down by tomorrow and I'm going to have to coach him off the ledge. So thanks a lot, Matt. You're killing me.
Well, Dylan, I'll buy your business from you if it's that good. So
it's over. That one I would have you buy. Dylan's business is great.
I'll take it.
I wouldn't fight you on. All right. You know, let's end with this question. Anytime we've got a graduate on the program, I always want to give as much value to the listeners as possible. So what's the one thing that you got from the program that you're like, that was the big money. That was what really helped me. That was what helped me turn the corner that maybe can bring some value to our listeners.
It was the niching. And I think it's one of those boring things that there are so many boring, stupid things that aren't stupid and that are amazing when you actually execute them, like the niching, because it provided clarity for what the words need to say and all that stuff. But for me, it gave me confidence. It's like, I don't feel like I'm just going to walk down the street and try to find work. I know exactly who I'm going to go talk to. I know their name. I know where they're at. I know who their coworkers are. I know their connections. Knowledge, the information is power, and you can't really get an intimate knowledge of your market until you niche, because you can't learn everything about everybody. You have to clarify exactly who you're going to target.
All right, so let me finish up by saying two things. One, as a coach, this really does warm my heart because You're exactly right. The boring stuff that people fight, I'm going to say fight me on, but arm wrestle me on. Oh, do I really have to? Do I want to do that? Of hiring, starting your hiring process before you need an employee today. Picking a niche and really owning that and knowing it is exactly the stuff that people, I don't want to say fight me on, but they think, oh, the more people I get, the wider my niche. The more people I take, the better I can get. Or I can't, all that pushback. And it's, again, I can scream till I'm blue in the face and I do, but hearing someone else is like, I did it. Maybe it felt a little uncomfortable. Maybe it was a little weird, but that's what got me the results that I got is huge. Yep. So everyone out there, I hate doing these because I always get a bunch. I love doing this, but we get a lot of, how do I do this? I want to be like Matt. How do I do it? Well, first of all, you never be like Matt. Look at him. He's an Adonis. See, you just give up that dream forever. But if you want our help, like I said, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. We have done hundreds of these broadcasts absolutely for free. The best place to start is the absolutely free on-demand training. That'll give you the five shifts that you really need to go kind of mentally before you need to go. And at the end of that, we can tell you what the next steps are. But that's where you go, growmycleaningcompany.com. That's it. Matt, you're the best, man. Any parting words before we go?
No, I just appreciate what you did. Definitely changed my life. I've made more money than I ever thought I could make. Right now, you would say my margins are too high because my systems probably aren't as strong as they should be.
That's a whole different. I'll yell at you at a different. I'll actually offline yell at you. I can't be mean to you. Like, you come in and share all this value with my community. So I'll yell at you offline for that. Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks for hanging out. We'll talk again soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.